Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we're going to hear from USRA B-Modified driver Ben Maudry. We're also going to hear from Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic, Bob from Foamcraft Packaging, Brian from Winarka Excavating and Repair, and our old friend Josh from Rhino Ag, right after a few words from our sponsors.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlett's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see chrisstanglerscustoms.com.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See him online at fagersracing.com or give him a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Bobby Unser, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pull-It lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Misgan.com.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by number 85, Ben Maudry. And Ben, last week you were at Mississippi Thunder. That track really seems to fit your style of driving. How did your weekend go there?
It didn't go so well. Not as good as we hoped. We had some bad luck right before we went out for the feature. The battery quit on us. We had to scramble and switch battery quick, and that kind of upset our balance of our car. We didn't finish so good.
That track with the banking, you have to have a blast out there in your B-Mod.
Yeah, it's definitely higher banked than it used to be. There's a lot of good cars there, and it's fast for as small as it is.
Brandon Hare, Flying Ryan Olson, Parker Hale and yourself all seem to burst onto the southeastern Minnesota, northeastern Iowa scene about the same time in B-Mods. All of you have developed into very potent drivers and a very talented group. It's great to watch all of you guys.
Yeah, there's definitely a good talent in B-Mods lately. People are getting more and more years of experience, and it's fun when you run up front in the top 10 there, and you don't really wreck a lot of stuff.
That is a really nice thing when everybody starts to develop enough that you can go out there and you don't load up a wadded car on your trailer.
Yeah, it definitely makes it a lot easier when you can come back to the shop on Monday and you don't have a whole lot to fix, so you can just more fine-tuning, try different stuff instead of spend half your week repairing your car.
Ben, you live in a small town of under 300 people.
Yeah, I do. Just moved back. I'm originally from here. I was gone for 9 years and moved back, and I got a lot of good help around here, so it makes racing a lot easier than what it used to be.
Where is Protovin, Iowa?
It's 12 miles south of Cresco.
Another resident of Protovin, Iowa, is a driver who I had on the Dirt Show years ago, stock car driver Lynn Panis, who I think I'll see at Deer Creek Speedway this weekend and also at Mason City Motor Speedway.
Yep, he'll probably be there. That's kind of how I got into it. I helped him out when I was, 14, 15 years old. Started helping him out for, probably 5, 6, 8 years, and then I started out in hobby stock. Kind of how I got going.
That is a great way for a young driver to get started, is start with somebody else and experience what it's like to maintain a car, go to the track, and all the time involved before you get started yourself.
Yeah, that definitely helped a lot. Yeah, when I started, I kind of had a pretty good idea of what I needed, what kind of parts we needed, kind of car, and just overall kind of knew how a car worked. And when I started driving, it made life a lot easier.
Deer Creek Speedway can be tough on drivers. You can be extremely good or extremely bad. Over the Labor Day weekend, you won your heat and then broke a rocker arm.
Yeah, Deer Creek's probably one of my favorite tracks. I like that place. I usually have pretty good luck there. Sometimes it's kind of tough when B-mods are generally first in the night and track's pretty heavy and forgiving. Sometimes it's hard to get through the heat race, but if you get in the draw, usually pretty good for the feature.
And what I've heard is there's nights when the B-mods are actually turning quicker laps than the A-mods there because the A-mods are spinning their tires.
Well, we usually get a little better track. A-mods are always last, so the tracks definitely slow down by the time they go out. So we get a pretty good track always when we're out because we're either usually first in the night or third in the night, so track's a little faster at that time.
It's going to be great to have a Sunday night track back in our area. Drivers have been pulling as far as Jim Falls to run on Sunday nights. What are your thoughts of the new Mason City Motor Speedway?
From the pictures I've seen, it looks pretty good. I watched a couple of videos of it. It looks good. We're planning on going Sunday and check it out, and we'll probably be there most of the year next year.
Well, we will definitely be there watching you because I can't wait to get back there. It's just a cool place and a great place for fans.
Yeah, it definitely is. Usually pay pretty good. What's daily running it? Usually the track surface is pretty racy and usually pretty smooth.
August 24th, you were at Rock Rapids, and August 25th, you ran Worthington. Is that a trip where you're able to stay there and race both days, or do you have to tow home between events?
No, we have a toter home that we travel along. The night before, we were actually in Webster City, and we went from Webster City to Rock Rapids and Rock Rapids to Worthington that weekend.
Sounds like a fun family trip.
Yeah, it's just me and a couple guys, so we had a pretty good time.
Upper Iowa Speedway in Decorah, do you ever really get that track figured out? It seems like you've got it figured out because you picked up a win in July.
Yeah, this year is probably one of my best years there. I usually don't care for that place much at all, but with this new car this year, I don't know, for some reason it kind of liked that place. So it was kind of way different for running up front there than I have in the past.
Sitting in the grandstand watching the races on the track, do you ever turn the steering wheel straight anywhere on that track?
No, not at all, I don't think.
The historic Howard County Speedway in Cresco, Iowa. There is another track that I thought we'd lose a few years ago, but that track has come back. They were barely using it for a while, and now it seems like they have a full schedule there. And you also parked it in Victory Lane at Cresco.
Yeah, it was kind of a half schedule this year. Not really sure what the plan is for next year. I know they're working on redoing both turns right now. They got it all tore up, so not sure. I haven't really heard what's going to happen there for sure yet for next year.
Another track you mentioned is Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City, Iowa. That is such a cool place for fans who have not been there. When you walk down the hill and you see those grandstands built into the side of the hill, but it is close to the river, so sometimes in the spring it's hard getting started there. But as a driver, what do you think of that facility?
I really like that place for a half mile. Usually don't like the bigger tracks, but that place doesn't really race like a half mile. I'd say it's more like a 3/8, so it's pretty good. It's been pretty good all year. Every time we've been there, it's been smooth and fast, and it's kind of nice.
Ben, looking at your racing schedule, you are running everywhere. Do you have a consistent schedule, or when you look forward to the next weekend, do you just decide where you want to race and where you want to go?
We primarily follow the Ironman Tour, and then we just basically go wherever the money is at from there on. I mean, we don't really have a set schedule. We just always race where there's more money, better competition, and it's just more fun, I think, instead of going to the same old tracks every week.
What do you do for a day job, and are they racing friendly?
I own Advanced Garage Door Solutions. We were based out of the cities, but I recently sold that the last year and just started it up again in Iowa and just been doing garage door repair and installation 5 days a week. So definitely racer friendly when you own it.
That is very true. And if somebody listening would like to do business with a racer and needs a garage door, how do they find out more information?
You can just definitely give me a call at 563-419-8306 or check out our Facebook page, Advanced Garage Door Solutions.
A non-racing milestone in your life, your daughter Lauren started preschool. Isn't it amazing how quickly they grow?
Yeah, it was definitely a change watching her get on the bus, and it's just been a couple of years ago she was born.
And she looks like she's your biggest fan. Will she be in a go-kart someday?
I don't know about that.
You're not going to get her hooked on the racing bug?
I hope not. It costs too much money.
Oh, yeah. Dad's going to be spending a lot of money if she wants to race.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure.
Ben, you have a beautiful-looking car this year, and obviously you have some great sponsors on board helping you out.
Yeah, I do. 49 Designs, he always does a good job at the wrap. I really don't give him much insight besides just the colors, and he usually just comes up with that. And we got Action Engineering for the motors. They've been really strong for the last couple of years. And CRC Motorsports, GRT's from them. They put together a really nice car and user-friendly and help with setups and everything, so that's always been good. I also got Cresco Livestock Market, Russ's Dairy Products, Rosenbaum Trucking, Gable Farms, CK Tools, The Place in Protivin, Local Bar, Mrochik Farms, Modri Electric, Kebco, and Advanced Garage Door Solutions. And then I got my crew, DR and Isaiah, that help me out every week. A big help this year. And, of course, my wife for letting me do this and putting up with it during race season.
There is a really great picture of you and a number 16 of Dan Hovden side by side, which is really cool. You're running against some tough competition every time you go out on the tour.
Yeah, Dan Hovden from Decor. We're pretty good friends. We got the same car, and we help each other out quite a bit. So, yeah, it's definitely been fun racing with him. Always pretty clean, and he's fast. Hard to beat.
What are your ultimate goals as a race driver?
Just be consistently up front. That's kind of the key. It's a lot of work just to stay up front. I wouldn't believe the man hours we got during the week just getting ready.
I know many drivers over the years have mentioned races are won in the shop. If you're prepared, everything's ready when you get to the track and you're not scrambling trying to get stuff done, you can run well.
Yeah, it's definitely won in the shop. We see it all the time. We roll our car out when we get there and we basically don't do much. Check the lug nuts and tire pressures, and we go race, and you see down the pits, everybody's scrambling, fixing stuff, or doing this or that. You just kind of shake your head.
I've noticed that, too, at a few places where it doesn't look like they've done a single thing to the car since they closed the door on the trailer the last week.
Yeah, I've seen that, too. Anymore, it seems like it takes so long to get tires prepared and everything. We spend a lot of time just on tires during the week.
We were talking off the air. Can't believe it's already mid-September. What are your plans for the remainder of the racing season? I know we'll see you at Mason City Motor Speedway tomorrow. What's the rest of the season look like?
We got Mason City, and then we got the Jamboree for 3 nights, and then we have the USRA Nationals coming up in a couple weeks. And I think there's just a few more races at Webster City, and that's going to be our season, I think.
Ben, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show, and fans can look for the number 85 USRA B-Mod of Ben Mowdry out at a track near them, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries, selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit MastelBrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
Hey, this is Stacy Redman. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. And Kevin, you are a busy guy. We got to take lunch break just to be able to talk here, and I know you got to get back to some stuff. Kevin, having someone you can trust work on your vehicle is key. When listeners think about how long they have had their current vehicle, the average age of a car on the road today is 12 years old. Quality,
reliability and maintenance is key to keeping that vehicle going down the road.
Maintenance is key on all these newer vehicles with direct injected gasoline engines. Carbon deposits on valves and pistons are creating lots of misfire issues, things that we've never ran into before. There was always talk about dirty valves and stuff when you had fuel injectors and stuff, but that is not the case. Now the valves coke up just like they do on diesels, create lots of stuck valve issues, like I said, cold misfire issues. Some of it requires disassembly of the engine just to clean, just to make it run right, which makes it hard for us to, you know, talk to the customer about what they should do next. And it's expensive to maintain your car these days correctly.
Also, making good choices when you purchase your next vehicle can come from your personal mechanic, because he knows you best. When my daughter was looking at buying a vehicle, I asked you about her choices. You said, buy the one with the six-cylinder, not the one with the four-cylinder, because the four-cylinder model had tranny issues. Now, where else would I find that out unless I went directly to you? Now, that is based off sound advice that you have learned firsthand.
Yeah, we strongly urge all of our customers, before they purchase a vehicle, to at least ask us, you know, what they're interested in, so we can try to point in the right direction. But pointing people in the right direction is also shooting ourselves in the foot, because, you know, but we run an honest shop, and people who come there know that, and that's why they keep coming back, because we're going to steer them in the right direction every single time. We offer a pre-buy inspection. Usually it's about $30. It depends on how in-depth you want us to go. If there's codes on it and stuff like that you want us to diagnose, obviously that's a little extra, but the $30 can save you thousands of dollars down the road.
Kevin, your happy place is wrenching on vehicles. Talking to you in the back shop, you're just in your element. You thoroughly enjoy what you do.
Oh yeah, I was born to work on cars. It just comes naturally. As everyone knows, I did hire a service manager here just a little over a year ago, and that has just been the best thing for me ever. It's given me more family time, gives me more time to be in the back, make sure everything's going right, doing the diagnostic. There's times I do 12, 13 cars a day just diagnosing them. I would have never had that opportunity to be, you know, before I hired my service manager. So thanks, Jeremy.
And looking back on that, you can tell in your personality you have changed, because you're back doing what you love, not what you're not comfortable with.
Oh, yeah. I tend to wear my feelings on my sleeve, and everyone can see that I'm much happier in the back doing what I do best. I still love people. I miss being up front doing all that. But for my customers, the best place for me is working on their cars.
And being a mechanic is also being a problem solver. I am sure that you often run into some service problems that are a real challenge, but you seem to relish in the fact that you can figure those problems out and offer the customer a solution.
That's what we're here for. I do take great pride in diagnosing the vehicles correctly the first time. Sometimes it's a battle. There's been many times we've gotten a vehicle that's been through 3-4 different shops and they couldn't find it, and I found it for them, and just the best feeling in the world knowing that other people have not been able to duplicate the issue and that's why they couldn't figure it out, or just the fact that they couldn't figure it out. But great feeling when you're able to do that. You gain a customer for life at that point.
The Owatonna Auto Clinic is also considerate when it comes to people's budgets. For many customers, a vehicle they bring in may be their only mode of transportation. It may not be the best, but it's all they currently can afford, and being able to help them keep that going in a cost-effective manner is a challenge and a skill.
It is. There's a lot of people that decide to just fix the car that they have, and that's usually a very good decision, because if you're going to go buy a used car and say it's a $4,000 to $10,000 used car, you're buying someone else's problem. You just got rid of a vehicle that you knew everything about, and yeah, I mean, need tires and brakes and stuff, but so may your new used car. Just because you buy a newer used car doesn't mean there's no maintenance or all the stuff that goes along with normal cars. I got at least a dozen customers that when I opened up about 6 years ago, they were quote-unquote on their last leg with the vehicle. And here they are, still bringing it in today, keeping it on the road. Yeah, it's cheaper than buying a newer car and losing the value off the lot. I mean, you buy a $7,000 car, next day it's worth $5,500, and it has problems.
Pride in owning your own business. What does that mean to you?
Pride in owning my own business. It means the world to me. One day I wish, hoping that I can pass it on now to my son. I take great pride in having employees and paying them very well and making sure their families are taken care of. That's a big thing for me. I like to take care of people if I can. And I just don't think I could work for anybody else but myself. So it's a good fit.
You're constantly investing back into the business. With the new parking lot and the waiting room, it looks awesome.
Yeah, we did a lot of upgrades this summer. We got a new air conditioner in the back. It's about four times the size of the one we had before. Brand new parking lot, some other outside modifications to redid the front office, did some retooling, got a storage shed, get some stuff out of the shop, get more room, keep it clean. It's been a great year for that, and many more to come.
How can you find out more about the Owatonna Auto Clinic or get a hold of you to book an appointment?
Well, you can call us at 451-1950 or 414-2886. Also, our Owatonna Auto Clinic webpage and Facebook, obviously. We do some stuff on there. We're trying to get better on all the social media stuff. We're kind of all a little old-fashioned down there upstairs. I'm not working on your car, but definitely old-school farmer-type ways of thinking. So we really rely on word of mouth and just the happiness of the customer. That's, in my mind, that's the best advertisement you could ever have.
Kevin, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show. It's always a blast.
Thanks, Clayne.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your two- and four-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the two-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-sef.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
Hello, this is Jack Hewitt, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
store.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be out at Foamcraft Packaging in the Industrial Park in Owatonna, and I am joined by Bob Ayers from Foamcraft Packaging. And Bob, Foamcraft has two locations, one in Owatonna in the Industrial Park and one in Albert Lea. The Albert Lea location focuses more on wood and wood foam combinations for packaging, and what types of business can use that type of packaging?
Just about any manufacturer. We have a number of companies in Albert Lea that will make specialty pallets for them to ship their product. We'll also do some foam to add on there to cushion whatever product that they have. We do crates, wood crates that they put their product in and ship it. We can put foam in there to cushion it. There's just so many different aspects and so many different companies that can use what we do. A lot of the companies started and they build their own packaging. Well, we can do their packaging a lot cheaper than they can because we have everything in-house. We have saws that can cut stuff. We have routers that can router spots for their product to sit in so it doesn't move and get damaged. Different things like that.
Another specialty at the Albert Lea location is focusing on corrugated display assemblies. What does that involve, and what are some of the items that listeners might recognize?
Well, we got into that with Minnesota Corrugated Box. They called us and asked us if we would put together some displays for them. One that everybody knows is MyPillow. We've done a number of those displays for them. There's also where they choose not to do their own assembly, but their customers like to have the products come in assembled. So we work with them with that because we have people that can do that.
In the past, we have spoke about being able to ship items as delicate as an airplane instrument cluster. You're making packages for Garmin and Cambria right now.
We are. We're doing some A-frames for Cambria. They're a new customer, so we're just so happy to have them as a customer. They're a wonderful company. Garmin is a new customer. We had been working with Cirrus for years, over 20 years, I think, with specialty packaging for some of their stuff. And Cirrus makes the jet and the airplane that has the parachute that comes out. Well, there's a rocket motor that goes off and pulls the parachute out of its opening, and we've made packaging to ship those rocket motors. So we're pretty diverse in the kind of stuff that we do.
There are many types of high-tech equipment used to make these types of precision packaging, one of them being your router. This is an amazing piece of equipment to watch in action.
It is amazing piece of equipment. It's also very expensive, but I think that runs every day. We're always making stuff on it. We can cut foam on it. We can cut wood. We can cut plywood. There are just so many different things and so many specialty items that we make that we can fabricate with that.
You're always adding to your production floor, and another piece of brand new equipment is a convoluter, and to watch that thing in action for a sheet to go in and come out the way it does, it's pretty unique.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Everybody loves seeing it. Everybody has seen the egg crate foam, and there's a lot of egg crate foam that is being used in bedding and all that kind of stuff, which we don't get into. We use it to ship. It's a less expensive type of product for companies to ship things in. So that helps us out, and it helps our customers out too, because they don't have to spend an arm and a leg, which sometimes it is an arm and a leg. And we've also made boxes that have convoluted foam in them, and they're ATA cases, and they actually ship human organs in those.
Foamcraft recently purchased a water jet.
What can this machine do?
Wow, what can't it do? There's so many different applications for that. We can cut wood with it. We can cut plastic with it. They have some foil bubble out there now that a company needs, and it's cutting out special designs of that. All kinds of foam it will cut. We're just starting to get to know what it can do, and hopefully we'll fill it up and it'll stay busy.
What Foamcraft really does for its customers is offer packaging solutions. If someone wants to discuss possible packaging solutions for their company, how do they get this process started?
Well, you can call Foamcraft Packaging at 507-455-2893 and ask for somebody in sales, or you can ask for me and I'll help. You can ask for about anybody here and we will all chip in to help, but we'll get you in touch with one of our sales guys. We just added another one, so now we have three, and any one of them, except for the newest one, knows a lot about foam, and the newest one will be up to speed here pretty quick. So we like having the customer contact. That's why we have the sales guys. They're our intermediary, and they'll come out and they'll help you decide what you need and what you want, and then we'll take it from there.
And also, if they had happened to be in the Owatonna area or coming here, I'm sure they could call ahead and you'd be happy to show them around, because this is an amazing place to see.
They still let me do a little bit of that. So, yeah, you can call, you can stop in, be glad to take you on a tour and show you what we do. I mean, we're not a real big company, but we do have a lot of capabilities of the big companies.
Bob, as always, thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Clay, you're the best. I appreciate seeing you every year, bud.
Access doors are a pivotal component of your business. Whether you operate a factory, repair shop, commercial garage, fabrication facility, restaurant, or warehouse, undependable doors obstruct the smooth flow of your operation. Powerlift doors adapt to all opening sizes and will easily meet your special operational requirements. The straightforward, clean Powerlift design eliminates the myriad of moving parts found in ordinary doors. We offer a range of auxiliary power systems to ensure your Powerlift door operates seamlessly in the face of power outages and other emergencies. Working together with you, we will create the Powerlift solution best suited to the demands of your enterprise. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time, and then with Ben, started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And we've had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars. And you used the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for Hornaday race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Hi, this is Doug Hilson at Craig Ford in Blooming Prairie. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, save up to $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, get Rain-X glass cleaner for free. It's a deal so good, you've got to see it to believe it. That's a vision joke. And with up to $10 off Rain-X Latitude wipers plus free Rain-X glass cleaner, you'll be able to see almost everything. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Kohl's Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Kohl's Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Kohl's other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Kohl's Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Brian Winarka from Winarka Excavating and Winarka Repair. And Brian, when I pulled in the driveway of your business west of Fairmont, the amount of heavy equipment that you have in your yard, Winarka Excavation has the capabilities to handle any type of dirt work job.
That's correct. We do a lot.
Talk about a few of the types of work that you're capable of doing.
Demolition is the main one, and then the cement recycling. I take in cement and grind it up into class 7 and then 1x3 for a base material for driveways and new projects. Then the truck repair shop, I have three guys in there that we do all the basics on truck and trailer, welding and alignments and oil changes and all that on trucks.
That is a huge shop. I know walking in there, we were talking about it really started because you had to maintain your own stuff, and it branched out into now you're doing things for customers.
Yep, that's correct. That was a single stall shop, and then we added on, keep adding on all the time.
While I was there, we started talking about kart racing. I could see your passion for kart racing the moment we began to talk about that subject. You have a lot of kart racing history personally.
Yeah, I started in 2006, and then 2010 I won the Duffy over in Brookings, South Dakota, and then my daughter took up karting in like 2012, I think. She likes it, and I still like it.
It's just a great family sport.
Oh, yeah, it's not too expensive to get into, and Fairmont's got a really good track. It's coming. It'll get better each year. I like supporting it.
When John McCorkle took over the Fairmont Raceway, the topic of creating a kart facility at Fairmont Raceway began to get kicked around because he had one at the Jackson Motorplex. How did you get involved with the whole process?
When Jackson was going, I was trying to support that one too, and then the Blue Earth one we were supporting, but the Jackson one quit last year or whatever, so that's why this one was interesting to get going again.
Because you know there's a lot of carts in the area if you get another one going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can bring people out of the woodwork for karting.
As a racer yourself, how do you like the track personally?
Oh, this track, for being started late and fighting Mother Nature, it's come along a long ways. We still have plans to make it better, add some clay to it, but it's really a good racing surface as it is right now.
So far, there's been a practice session and a Labor Day race. The amount of cars, classes, and sheer enthusiasm seems to be tremendous.
Yeah, we keep picking up 5 carts. About each time we race, we get another 5 carts, so people are coming and checking it out.
What are the plans for the 2020 karting season? Will there be a full kart schedule, and will they race prior to the regular race schedule or on a different day?
That's up to John on the racing part. It depends on how many karts. I mean, you start getting 100 karts on a race day, that gets to be a lot. He might have to pick a different day then, but there's a potential of getting that many karts coming up here.
If listeners have any questions on any excavation projects or heavy-duty truck repair or getting involved in kart racing, what is the best way to get a hold of you, Brian, and ask some questions?
My cell phone number is the 507-380-5571, and then my nephew runs the shop. His number is 507-399-3074. His name is Mike Winarka. That's the best way of getting a hold of us, but I can help them with the cart or excavating or Class 7 recycled material.
Brian, thanks for all you do in the Fairmont area to help support racing, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you very much.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
The difference between a Hitchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hitchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hitchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hitchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hitchman, why settle for anything less?
Hey, this is Roger Rager, 2009 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is that time of year in this region. Farmers are getting out for the final hay cutting of the season and trying to get everything put away for feed for the winter. And Josh, you have some great rhino equipment, not only to help them out in the fields, but also to help them get the hay from the fields into where they want to store it for the winter months.
Yeah, we've got a full array of hay products that once that farmer has had the ability to lay that hay down, we can take care of getting it raked up, or if it ends up with high moisture or gets some rain on it, we've got great tedders available to be able to get that hay flipped over and let it dry out faster, as well as from the small square bales to large round bales, we've got the form of the Acuma grapple in helping get the small square bales out of the field super fast and really efficient, as well as different grapples and forks to be able to get the big round bales loaded up onto trailers and get it back to the hay barn.
And for anybody who's ever grown up on a farm or helped out on the farm, haying is a huge project, and anything that you can find on the market that can make this process easier and quicker and more efficient, you want to buy it.
Yeah, unlike other crops that are grown that are literally harvested and taken directly in, hay is its own beast. It's got to be cut, it's got to be laid down, it has to go through a drying time, and then it's got to be baled up and taken out of the field. So it's not a start to finish process. It takes 2 or 3 days to get everything done, and Rhino Ag is committed to building good quality products to help make that efficient, fast, and give them good products at the end of the season.
Built right here in America by people who know how these pieces of equipment are going to be used and that they need to last and they need to do the job. They're Rhino Tough, and how can people find out more about Rhino Ag equipment?
As always, they can go to rhinoag.com. That's rhinoag.com. There's a products link on there to all the different various products, as well as they can visit our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages to see current videos of the products in use.
Josh, thanks for being with us on The Dirt Show today.
As always, have a great weekend, Clay.
Hi, Jeremy here from Owatonna Auto Clinic. We know when it comes to your vehicle maintenance, you have a lot of options. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to find an honest, reliable auto shop. That's where we come in. Locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic, with a commitment to providing our customers with honest, quality service at a reasonable price. Our technology, education, expertise provide you with the best car care imaginable. For an appointment, call 414-AUTO or 414-2886.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
This is 12-time veteran of the Indianapolis 500, Johnny Parsons, Jr., and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Johnny Parsons, a third driver of the number 12 UMSS non-wing sprint car, and you're listening to The Dirt Show with Clayne Duche.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
Winarka Repair is your local full-service heavy-duty truck repair shop in the Fairmont area. Brian Winarka has been involved in supporting area racing and kart racing about as long as he can remember. Brian knows that sometimes the smallest item like a broken airline fitting can stop a full-sized semi-truck in its tracks. Regular scheduled maintenance on your race car leads to more successful nights on the racetrack. Keep your truck on the road for many more miles of worry-free driving with service from Winarka Repair. Winarka Repair is a proud supporter of area racing and our community. Call Brian today at 507-380-5571.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasoning.
Last weekend, I missed a set of results from Arlington Raceway on Saturday, August 31st. In the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Jeb Treblehorn over Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Alex Dostal over Tim Seen. In the Sport Mods, it was Matthew Loaf over Jeff Carter. In the Carts, Brayton Allen, Joey Reimers, and John Volenkady all take checkered flags. In the Modifieds, Chad Porter over Ryan Bearsett. In the Outlaw Hobby Stocks, it was Brian Oppitz over Dakota Robinson, and in the Stock Cars, Dean Cornelius over Chad Schroeder. Last weekend, September 6th and 7th, the Mississippi Thunder Speedway hosted the Mod Nationals. Night 1 on September 6th in the USRA B-Mods, it was Jake Tim over Brandon Jensen. In the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main, Travis Krause over Levi Sand. In the USRA Late Models, Sam Mars over Sean Mann. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Calvin Iverson over Jason Richardson. Night 2, Saturday night, September 7th at Mississippi Thunder. In the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Sean Walski over Tony Barr. In the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main, Travis Krause over Steve Dwyer. In the USRA Late Models, Sam Mars making it 2 nights in a row over Barry Johnson. And in the USRA Modified A-Main, Jake Tim over Rodney Sanders. There was a ton of racing going on at Boone Speedway at the Boone Super Nationals, culminating with the big dance on Saturday night in the 40-lap Modified A-Main, Ethan Dotson over Ricky Thornton Jr. In the 30-lap B-Modified dance, Jonathan Logue in the 69 JR over Jake McBurney. In the Hobby Stock 30-lap A-Main, Dylan Nelson over Kevin Brook. And in the Stock Car 30-lap final dance, Devin Smith over Abe Hulls. We were at Cedar Lake Speedway on Saturday night for the 19th annual Jerry Richards Memorial. In the 360 non-wing sprint car A-Main, Brooke Tantnell over Ryan Bowers. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Brooke Tantnell over Thomas Kennedy Jr. And in the 30-lap 410 wing sprint car A-Main, it was the North Pole Nightmare, Billy Balog over Jake Blackhurst.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
It's the final end of the year bash at Chateau Speedway Friday and Saturday night, September 27th and 28th. Racing begins at 7. See ChateauSpeedway.com for overnight camping details.
When you need dirt work done, call in the big guns. Winarka Excavating of Fairmont. With equipment to clear the largest trees, demolish the largest building sites, and dig the biggest holes, Winarka Excavating can handle jobs as small as a load of gravel for your driveway to clearing that grove and old building site for more tillable acres. Call Brian at Winarka Excavating today, 380-5571. That's 380-5571.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.